us pray, praying together on our knees. Let us pray, praying together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to Words of Inspiration with your host and teacher, Elgin Kerlock. And now, let's hear from Elgin.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, to another edition of Words of Inspiration, another opportunity for us to rightly divide the word of God and share in our thoughts as the Holy Spirit thus dictates. Today, I wanted to speak with you in regards to faith larger than a mustard seed. The concept of faith the size of the mustard seed originates from a teaching of Jesus found in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In these passages, Jesus uses the imagery of a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds, to illustrate the power and potential of faith. In Matthew 17, we have Jesus coming back from the mountain with Peter, John, and James, reading from verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So what is Jesus saying? He is explaining to us the power that we have access to through our faith. That if we have the smallest of genuine, unwavering faith, that we have power to accomplish great things. The mustard seed, though tiny, has the potential for remarkable growth, symbolizing the transformative power of faith in the life of a believer. There is a difference between believing who God is and having faith in who God is. And what Jesus was explaining to them is that when challenges arise, it's your faith that allows you to be able to tell that mountain to move. The disciples had trouble saving that child. Jesus called it unbelief. And in today's world, we would call it doubt. We would call it fear. But if we have one mustard seed size, true, genuine expectation that what God says he will do, that he is faithful, that he cannot lie, that his word is immutable, which means it doesn't change, then it is that faith that will then grow in our lives to allow us to be used by God to bless others. So I say to you in closing, brothers and sisters, that be of good cheer and encouraged, that the mere fact that you hear the sound of my voice means that God is still using you and God still has purpose for you. And I wish you well until we meet again. God bless.
I've wandered far. Words of Inspiration with Audley McLean is a ministry of Harvest International. You may write to Audley at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.